Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast, right here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll head out to the guest line right now and welcome in the 13th overall pick in the 2021 NFL Draft from two Thursdays ago. And that's Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern, who's now a member of the Chargers and kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Rashawn, a belated congratulations. Thanks so much. How you been?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been great. It's been a fun 2 weeks just getting ready. And now yesterday I finally got down here in L.A., so I'm ready to go.
So you were in the green room two Thursday nights ago, and you ended up going 13th overall to L.A., and now you're a member of the Chargers. What was running through your head when you got that phone call in the green room in Cleveland?
It was just pure joy and relief, knowing that, you know, the whole pre-draft process was over and I finally knew where I was going, and all the work had paid off, and now I'm able to take that step finally. It was amazing.
When you look back at the pre-draft process, there's only so much you could control, and there's a lot of things that are said about you, positive and negative, and you never know where it's coming from. Had you kind of just deal with the emotions of leading up to the draft and all the buildup, especially when you didn't have football last year because you weren't playing at Northwestern?
Yeah, I think it really came down to just knowing that wherever I went, I'd be as prepared, you know, as possible. So I feel like, you know, not having that year, it really allowed me to just focus on getting my mind right for this next step. And so from the aspect of just being prepared, like, I felt really confident. And then I kind of just took the advice of everyone around me when it came to the draft and just tried to recognize that no matter where I went or what happened, I'd be in a blessed situation, and tried not to get too high or get too low and just kind of enjoy it all.
We knew you were going to go early. We knew you were going to be a first-round pick. When did it hit you, though, that, wow, I went 13th overall and I was the second offensive lineman taken off the board?
Honestly, I don't know. Like, I definitely enjoyed it. I don't know if it's really hit me yet, because I've just been so excited to – you know, get with the team and start learning plays and, like, start playing football. So I haven't really taken the time to reflect on that. But, you know, I went back to my high school the other day, and I got an opportunity to speak with the football team. And that moment of them kind of trying to put myself in their shoes and realize that, like, if I was in high school and I saw someone from my high school that just got drafted in the first round, like, it would have been pretty cool. And so that was, like, one of the first times I really started to take it in.
That had to be emotional, right? Because it wasn't that long ago that you were in high school.
Yeah, it was only a few years ago. And so stepping in the weight room is the same weight room that, you know, I got my foundation in. And but now I was, like, you know, the old guy coming back and, like, sprinkling wisdom or whatever. So it was fun.
Rashawn Slater here with us. When you talk to youngsters or kids in high school, what advice do you give them? What's the message that you try to relate to them?
The biggest thing is, you know, football – it has a lot of parallels with life. And so whether you're trying to pursue a career in football or whether you just want to, you know, pursue a career in general, the same stuff goes in. Like, it's all hard work. You got to be in love with what you do, or at least be able to focus on it and prioritize it number one. And so I try to just tell guys who love football, like, keep that love of football and try to be a student of the game and, you know, listen to your coaches and just do everything you can do to, you know, put the work in, and eventually it'll pay off.
Rashawn Slater, how did you fall in love with the game of football?
Yeah, for me, I fell in love with the game in high school. And my high school wasn't that – we didn't have a lot of success as a team. And so I realized I didn't just fall in love with the game for the winning, because when I actually fell in love with the game, we only won four games throughout my 4 years of high school. And so it kind of went down to just when I realized I wanted to pursue football in college, I kind of started to learn a lot more about my position on the O-line and the process of what goes into it. And I started to kind of just fall in love with the grind and being able to see, you know, the fruits of my, like, labor pay off. And really I just fell in love with the technique and being a lineman.
Now, your dad, he played college basketball and also professionally as well. How big of a resource was dad growing up?
Huge. Enormous. Like, growing up, you know, he'd always have these conversations about with us playing sports about what it means to be a pro. And so, like, I felt like just because, you know, by default, that's all I knew. And so everything I knew about sports is coming from his perspective. And so I feel like it really helped mold me into what I've become.
I love your story, and you're from Texas. You were a three-star recruit. You didn't have the big schools going after you. You go to Northwestern, and that program has been on the rise. When was that first moment that you thought to yourself, okay, not only am I good at this, but I could take this to even the next level and be an NFL pro one day?
Yeah, honestly, it kind of hit me after my sophomore year at Northwestern, because I came in as a true freshman. I was able to earn the right tackle spot. And, you know, I did well, but I didn't, you know, it wasn't in my mind yet that I could eventually be a pick. And after my sophomore season is when I started to go against a lot of guys who ended up playing in the NFL, just playing the Big Ten, you know, going against guys, and you end up seeing their name called, and you're like, oh, well, I blocked them, so maybe I could do that too. And really it was at that point. And then my O-line coach, I got a new O-line coach, Kurt Anderson, and he really kind of has experience with, you know, because he coached with the Bills and he had Frank Ragnow at Arkansas, and so he knows all about, like, NFL and NFL linemen and stuff like that. And so he kind of really made it real for me when he told me, like, I could do it. So right around that time.
When you have such a quick rise like that, as we're talking to Rashawn Slater, the 13th overall pick in the NFL draft, is there a moment that you realize life really changes for you and that it could go to a level that you probably never thought was possible?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like every day is kind of a new realization of that. You know, I just feel so, you know, so lucky to be in the situation, and I'm just trying to enjoy it all and not take anything for granted.
Now, if I would have told you when you were in, not even high school, let's just say your freshman year at Northwestern, that one day you'd be going to the NFL and you'd be a first-round pick, be the 13th player off the board, would you have believed me, or you would have told me I was crazy?
No, I would have believed you. You know, I've always had that vision and, like, idea. I've always looked at myself, you know, as someone who could do it all or could, you know, could achieve that. But I just, my whole life was used to being an underdog. And so whether I believed it or not, you know, I had it in my head that no one else would believe it because I was under recruited in high school. You know, people didn't respect Northwestern. And so in my mind, it's like, okay, no one will ever respect me in that regard. I'll just have to earn it. But to finally see it happen and, like, other people being on the same page as me, it was pretty wild.
You know, there's a lot of chapters in life, and you're still writing many chapters as you're getting started on your NFL journey. But from the story of Rashawn Slater so far, what do you want people to take and know about your journey?
Yeah, just I've been consistent through it all. I started, you know, falling in love with the game early in high school, and since then, you know, it's been like the number one focus in my life. I've been working for a very long time, and I'm going to keep working even harder, but this is just consistent preparation has led me to where I am, and it's going to continue to carry me through my career.
Now, I was on the air right here on CBS Sports Radio on draft night when they called your name, and the first thing I noticed was your suit, and it was blue. Did you have a vision that you were going to the Chargers? Did you know that the Chargers were going to take you if you were there?
No, not even close. I had no idea. You know, blue's just always been my color. I like blue. My high school was blue, too, so it kind of represented my foundation. But, no, I had no clue. But that did end up being pretty cool. I never went to the Chargers.
Now, I'm not just saying this because you're on the show, but where do you get your fashion from? Because I remember saying it when they showed you in the green room that you had the best suit out of everyone that was in Cleveland at the draft.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I really took some inspiration from the guy that does custom suits. So, yeah, I appreciate it.
No problem. So when you're in that green room in Cleveland and you don't know how this thing is playing on out and how it's going to play out, and you see Penei Sewell goes to the Lions at 7, and that's the first offensive lineman on the board. How did you react to Sewell going to the Lions and Coach Dan Campbell?
Good for him is all I really thought. I knew that my journey was always about myself and not really about anyone else. And so, I was confident, going into it and coming out of the draft that wherever I went, I'd succeed. And so I wasn't really too worried about, that situation.
Do you think you're the best offensive lineman in this draft class?
Yes, I do.
So did any part of you were just annoyed? And I respect the answer and the humble answer, but was any part of you a little bit annoyed or disappointed that you weren't the first offensive lineman off the board?
Maybe a small part, yeah. But, again, I've had the mindset this whole time that whatever happens, I'll be ready. And I know who I am, and so I don't really rely on validation from anyone else. So, I kind of expected that it might happen. So it didn't surprise me or annoy me that much.
Your individual goals, and I know life changes real quickly, but for your rookie season, what are your individual goals when you get set to play for the Chargers?
Yeah, and understand that everything is earned and not given, and so my number one goal right now is to master the playbook and come to camp in great shape and earn that starting spot and, be an anchor on the O-line that, allows Justin to do his thing and just be consistent. I feel like the best thing an O-lineman can do is be consistent, and as far as accolades, I'm always pursuing someone high, so I want to be an all-pro player.
Did he reach out to you first? Did you reach out to him, your quarterback, Justin Herbert? What was the first conversation like?
Oh, it was great. I wasn't even done, doing interviews and stuff on draft night. When I looked down at my phone for a quick second, I saw he had already reached out. He's awesome, really good dude. He's here in L.A. too, so we'll be together a lot these next couple months.
Take me through the energy. Chargers now in L.A., you have that unbelievable stadium. You got a young coach, Brandon Staley, a young quarterback who was just winning the Rookie of the Year, and now a young offensive lineman in yourself. Give me a little feels early on of the energy inside that building from what you could gather.
I feel like everyone in the building, we know we're in position to make, a really good run. And everything's coming into place, and we're, confidence is extremely high.
What have been your early thoughts on Coach Brandon Staley?
Unbelievable. Really good, talking to Frank Smith, my O-line coach, I really feel like this whole coaching staff really has a positive culture of, respect between the players and the coaches, and everyone's on the same page. Everyone just wants to get better every day, and so I feel like it's a really great situation.
Did you have a few favorite players growing up that were NFL players when you were a youngster?
Yeah, I've always followed O-linemen, so I got a few of my favorites, Tyron Smith, Trent Williams, Zach Martin, Jason Peters. There's so many guys that I've tried to. It's cool because not only are they my favorite players to watch, but playing that position, I also get to base my technique and stuff off of them too. So it's really cool how I can just not only admire them but also learn from them.
Give me an interesting fact about yourself, Rashawn Slater, that most people don't know about.
An interesting fact about myself. I almost pursued a astronomy major at Northwestern.
Wow.
I am really interested in space and stuff like that. But yeah, that's probably it.
So if you weren't an NFL player, you would have been an astronaut, is what you're telling me?
Maybe I'm an astronaut. I'm probably somewhere on the ground.
Last thing I'll ask you. So you're from Texas. Let's just say you don't have to worry about the diet. What's on the spread? What's on the table for the Texas BBQ that you'll have?
Oh man, probably number one is brisket. If you have barbecue, that's my favorite thing. I'm a big ribs guy too. I'll eat anything you put in front of me. That's kind of how I got to the position I am today, being a lineman. But it'd be hard to put something in front of me that I wouldn't like. But probably brisket and ribs are my one and two.
At your best, how much brisket, how many ribs do you think you could take down?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely easily a full rack, I feel like, of ribs. I don't know. It really depends how you caught me on that day. But I'm able to do some damage for sure.
I wouldn't doubt you on that. Well, hey, once again, congratulations. Good luck. Have a heck of a rookie season. Kick some butt, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.